Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am so very grateful and so thankful that you care to be tuned in, turned on, tuned up, and showing up and showing out in this now moment so that we are all rising to the greater good in honor of and to the glory of all of those who have come before us, those ones who we've come through, those ones whose sacrifices and gifts, their realizations, revelations, epiphanies, and creative and intellectual property we have access to and have benefited from, so that we have a greater opportunity to have access to the greatness of ourselves. The meeting of the Inner Circle is always intended to give us support in realizing the divinity of existence and coming to that place and space where we are having an understanding and an understanding that it is necessary for us to be completely committed to that which allows us to stand, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that which is committed to us in the divine design and its absolute and divine plan for our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, our resurrection, and the restoration, reconciliation of who we are as these points of its own absolute and supreme intelligence, the beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, for our realization that we are here on divine assignment. And the purpose in existence is so far beyond success in capitalism or acquisition or conquest, but to come to a point in place where we are truly mastering ourselves, that we are learning how to be harmonized within the laws that govern our being, and to really acknowledge, respect, and know how to harmonize ourselves with the laws that govern our being. Had we been properly oriented in understanding how law works as a part of our education and religious training and whatnot, then we would be so far along in the progression of ourselves. But instead, we have been socialized under the edicts and agendas of those who did not have commitment to the wholeness of existence, and our education has been insufficient in really supporting us in consciously unfolding and giving us an indication as to what the purposes in existence actually are. Give us the support in being able to be on a trajectory of conscious unfoldment, maturation, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And instead, we see where we are in having a global initiative of depopulation and genocide being supported by so many efforts, those ones who have access to the hearts and the minds of the people in terms of commercial media, in terms of those governments and those ones who are the perpetuators of the agendas of the governments of the world. And to realize that the world itself, in our now moment, is being called to come to the order of existence or to be phased out of existence. And many ones feel as though death is a natural result, finality, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be human. And then there are others of us who realize that the earth is as big as the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is, and all there is that is totally encompassing this planet, as small and as large as she may loom in our own minds. To realize that we are immersed in nothing but eternity, and we have come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And so it would be a right alignment to realize the divinity of existence, the miraculousness, the phenomenalness, and to know that we are part of something that is beyond our capacity for true realization, and that we are now being called to really respect it and reverence it, to have an appreciation, a regard, and a conscious care, to exalt a full effort in our living so that our lives reflect the truth of the divinity of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. And it matters that we are able to step out of the programming of inconsistency, contradiction, violation, inebriation, intoxication, stupefaction, and all of that that literally seals our fate in a tragic date with sickness, illness, disease, and death. And for those who have already been influenced by the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar industries that are wreaking havoc upon our bodies because of their capacity for usurping the very life force of us. Now we're having to realize that, you know, there are those who serve the forces of life and there are those who are serving the forces that undermine life. And that because life is everybody's gift, nobody has really been authorized by the intelligence of existence to undermine it or to undermine each other or ourselves as a part of what we do every day as we are going about our daily activities in laboring and working and serving. And so our right alignment with the purposes of existence is that which will give us leverage over the agendas that are in place that have marginalized our capacity for being who we really are and for functioning in the light of the truth of the all that we actually are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we feel as though there are ones who are more than us or ones who are superior or ones who think that they are entitled to be in control of us when we each are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to each one of us. This is the common ground that is the foundation of our oneness. But being in a place and space where we realize that none of us are beating our own hearts, none of us are breathing ourselves, but breath is the animating force, the enlivening force of us, that which is the maintainer and sustainer of our existence, that which is the initiating cause of our being alive in these bodies. And now they have you in a place where people are walking around and riding around and running around with masks over their nostrils and their mouths so that they are not breathing fresh air. They're not really connected to that which truly is facilitating the oxygenation of every cell of their beings through the breath. And so we're in a now moment where we have to realize that even if there was a pandemic of a coronavirus, if that were the truth, then the way that we would respond correctly and directly to it would be to really cleanse ourselves, to oxygenate, hydrate, mineralize, to promote the alkalinity that allows for cellular regeneration and to be able to really get the kind of nutrients that would have us in a place where we are well nourished so that our natural immunity to things like that would not undermine us, and that we would still maintain health and well-being. And if we were truly caring to respond correctly to that which is the true pandemic of heart disease and cancer and respiratory disease and stroke and obesity and all of the other issues that are encumbering upon the wellness of the people to the degree to which people are sick and now seeking to respond to their sickness by going to doctors who are not responding correctly and directly to facilitating the body's capacity to heal itself, and are giving people pharmaceuticals, drugs, chemicals that will only create more issues that are debilitating, degenerating, acidifying, toxifying, cancer-causing. And so we have to realize that everybody does not have your and have our best interests at heart. In order for us to be in a pandemic of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and whatnot, then understand that the government itself and those who are and have vied for selection and election to government at whatever level should have had commitment to the real wellness of the people, because we should not be in a place and space where our children are dying younger and younger, that there is greater sickness, illness, and disease than ever before, that our elders are living the rest of their lives being medicated on pharmaceuticals and chemicals. And that which we refer to as food in terms of what we have so much access to is not real food at all, in terms of that which should be oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and facilitating cellular regeneration. But to have so much access to that which is acidifying, toxifying, and is literally robbing us of our life force, it is a tragedy and a travesty, and it will not end well, because there is absolute law that is an inherent part of existence, as perfection is an inherent part of existence. And if we will truly thrive in our living, we have to be committed to the law that govern us, and in lawfulness, as intelligences of existence, as intelligent beings, as man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb, man, the perpetuator of lineages, we should literally be exalting a full effort in our living, literally exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, but under the chemical assault of ourselves, which have modified our behavior to the degree to which we feel entitled to undermine ourselves and ourselves. We feel entitled to be inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, anesthetized, dumbed down, and be in a place and space where the only thing that we're concerned about is satisfying and satiating whatever appetite, however perverse and gross it is. To understand that death is the finality of that, and that path of adulteration where we have been labeled adult, adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended, is why we must come to that place and space of care to exalt a full life's urge to do that which is truly in our own best interest, regardless of what Fauci and Gates and all of these other ones are aligning themselves to do. We have so much access to so much information, and there are so many ones who really are exalting their responsibility to inform and to educate and to inspire and to really come to a point in place where we realize that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, we should be concerned about our progression as a humanity of people. We may feel like we're fair game, that the world is that place and space where we are tempted all the time, and it's just for us to develop our muscles so that we are able to get over our temptations. The world is not intended for our temptation or to exert unnecessary manipulation so that we are battling all of our lives between good and evil, when goodness is truly all there is. The intelligence of existence that we would refer to as God is all there is as existence itself. And to come to that place in space where we realize that there is nothing but intelligence of existence, and we've each been given it, and the even playing field is the fact that we're all absolutely immersed in it and we're animated by it. There are no ones who have been authorized by it to work against it. That is the evidence of distortion and dysfunction. It is true degradation, regardless of how well people dress and how much money they have. For the world to be immersed on this absolute and supreme reality called Mother Earth, and then exalt its right to have the wealth of the earth, whether it's the diamonds, the gold, the oil, the coltan, the cobalt, the bauxite, whatever resources and minerals are of the earth, they will stay with the earth and we will be leaving the earth or being buried within it. We should not be a detriment to it. We should not be in a place where we have no regard for the order and the harmony of existence and the intelligence of existence that has everything working towards its own exaltation and continuation and expansion. We need to be properly oriented and reoriented, because there's a disorientation that's in full effect here in terms of what it is we're living for and what it is we're applying ourselves to on a daily basis. And so as ones and ones are projecting that the coronavirus is going to be a spike and whatnot, that's because you all are wearing these masks and putting on these gloves and creating more sickness, illness, and disease, because any viral or bacterial or disease is already in your body. It's not in the air. You understand? And to put us in a place where people are running from you or they're ducking if you don't have on a mask, I'm saying that we've got so many ones who are just puppets under a puppet master who is really a detriment to humanity. And so we have to realize that everything and everybody doesn't have our best interests at heart. If everything and everyone had the best interests of everything and everybody at heart, then there would be no pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease at any level. Because what? Because we live upon a planet that is not sick or ill or diseased. We live under a sun that nourishes and provides life for us in our realm, in this universe, and it is not sick and diseased. We are animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us, that is not sick and diseased. So the sickness and the disease comes from being in violation of that which truly animates us and enlivens us and maintains and sustains us. And so we're having to make decisions individually that will affect us collectively to be reoriented, realigned, and reattuned to the purposes of existence itself, which is to really create the edification and the reconciliation of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to allow our life and our earth residency to really accomplish the immortalization that should be happening at the cellular level, so that we are in the virtues of character and in the integrity of the disciplines that allow us to be disciples of truth and light and love and peace and poise and power and potency in our own consistent progression in self-expression and self-actualization and self-realization and harmonization with the will of existence, the light and intelligence of existence, so that we are qualifying our lives for continuance in existence upon the planet as well as beyond the earth. And so our now moment is calling us to realize the divinity of all of life, and to realize that because there is justice and there is peace, then the exaltation of Black Lives Matter. It's not just Black lives that matter, all life matters, but we as people of all hues have been disrespecting the rights of the animals to have their lives. You understand? So the justice that is being exacted is the justice for the creatures that have been killed and slaughtered, and then their carcasses and their progeny have been fed to you as food, and now your body is filled with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and hens and fish and sardines and lobster and crab and crayfish and all of this stuff that is poisoning your blood, putting you in a place and space where it is creating your arthritis, your rheumatoid arthritis, your Lou Gehrig's disease, all of these issues that are crystallized in the tissue because you are influenced by those whose objective and agenda is profit over people. those who feel entitled to subjugate, dominate, bastardize, usurp, and violate the very laws that govern our existence. And so in order for us to have leverage over it, then we have to be completely cleansed from the violation, to be cleansed at the cellular level, because the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress our cellular functioning. And this is what the flesh of dead animals does. It has to rot in our bodies. We do not have the hydrochloric acid and the enzymes and whatnot to liquefy flesh and to convert it into that which is life force. It is dead. It has to rot. And so as we are consciously caring to respond to any kind of threat in our lives, then why is it that you would put on masks and gloves, but then continue to smoke and drink alcoholic beverages and carbonated beverages, and then feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and really violate and continue to violate yourself at the cellular level, so that you are not able to do that which is yours to do in exalting a full effort in your living, to consciously be in a place where you know duty and obligation is in the exaltation of life, to do that which is yours to do, to honor and glorify the lineages that you represent, to invoke the greatness of who you are and activate your DNA so that the gifts that you've been given through the intelligence of existence can be pouring forward in your life to be a blessing unto life itself in our now moment of eternity. But we have to come to a point and place where it truly matters to us to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of existence itself, and to know that there is no supremacy in capitalism. Capitalism is a blight upon the world, where there was no proper orientation in the purposes of being. The system could work if the people were in their light, because it doesn't have to be a system of degradation and deprivation and starvation and creating the illusion of scarcity to make the resources more valuable and put them in the hands of only those who could afford it, but to enslave the majority of the people on the planet to the degree to which they're bringing forward the resources of the earth. And we're putting a value on those resources, but we don't put a value on the lives that bring those resources forward. And so to find ourselves in this now moment under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide is to find ourselves having to respond correctly and directly, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to take seriously the reality that no man has been given authority to dominate your life, to control your life, that you and I should be under the auspices of that which beats our heart and breathes us, that which we refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Jah, Jehovah. It doesn't matter what we refer to, what gods we call upon. Our duty and obligation and responsibility is to honor that which beats our heart and that which breathes us. But you cannot do that while you consume things that poison your blood, while you're consuming that which literally creates blockage and obstruction to the degree to which you are not able to truly breathe and oxygenate your cells, that you are drinking that which literally creates poison bloodstreams. And this is what is responsible for the foundational wickedness that we have seen, that has been foundational in the establishment of this country upon this continent and in this hemisphere. And so the people, we, the people, are being called to rise so that we are no longer complicit and complacent with our own oppression. To come to a point and place where we will no longer poison ourselves with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored chemicals that are modifying our behavior to the degree to which we are a detriment to ourselves and to our children, into our lineages. And to realize that we have so much available to us, and to be in a place where we join the forces of those ones who are conscious and conscientious enough to do everything we possibly can to be completely cleansed and cleared from that which has been violating rendering us deficient, anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, and no longer what the Creator intended as these vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, and its truth, to be a glory unto all, and to know that we are all being served by life so that we cannot work against life and the intelligence of life and survive it. To know that whether the courts and the juries find those who are the perpetuators of violence and killing and murdering, whether they find them guilty or not, that there is still justice. And we may not know how the justice is really served in these people's lives, but to understand that we have to be on the right side of the equation, because nobody gets away with anything. And impoverishment does not put you in a place where it gives you a natural right of salvation against those who would impoverish you. We're having to step forward and realize that the greatest wealth is the wealth of ourselves. The greatest wealth is the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts and breathes us, that our wealth and our value in life cannot be really determined by man-made things, because we are not man-made. We are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has divinely designed us and designed us divinely to be vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, and its truth, to be a glory unto all, and to be in a place where we are gloriously rejoicing in the blessedness of our being, because everywhere that we are, we're immersed in the divinity of existence. And to be in a place where we are exalting a full effort in our living, where we have transcended and transformed and transmuted everything towards our greater good, so that we are not a detriment to ourselves, and we are clearing and cleansing and purifying at the cellular level to have leverage over the lies of manipulation that put us in a place where we feed into a system that has facilitated sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar business and global economy. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to raise completely up, to know that it is our time and it is our turn, to exalt a full effort in our living, and to know that there are so many ones of us as a global humanity that where we stop eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, and sugar, and start truly breathing and oxygenating, hydrating, drinking the water, sweating these toxins out, and eating that which is consistently supplying us with the nutrients, the fiber, and the water to really charge ourselves so that we are truly thinking. And as thinking beings, we can create. And as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence to be vehicles and vessels of the Creator's activity, we would be exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our laughing, our laboring, our being completely responsive and being able to respond in any and every moment towards our greatest good in facilitating wholeness and healing and literally establishing heaven on earth, where there is a perfect peace and poise and power and potency and progression that we are facilitating. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal, calling you to remember and to rise.
Thank you.
You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so in this now moment, it's so important for us to realize that we have all come to the earth for the fulfillment of the purposes of that which is the source of our being directly. There is nothing that man has created that is truly essential for our lives. We have tapped into the reality of the infinity of possibilities, and there are those who have taken responsibility to make a determination as to what they want to accomplish in the world. And we've always heard that there were those who were on a world-conquering rampage from the time that we were very young. We heard that in school. But now, as maturing ones, we have the opportunity to see how it has been implemented over time. And we have had the opportunity to hear the stories of the exalted ones, the saints, the saviors, the gurus, the prophets and whatnot, and to realize that we've come to that point and place where if we shall thrive, if we shall live, if we shall really understand what it is to be these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, then we have to realize that there's a right way to accomplish. And there's that which is to be accomplished in our own degrees of self-realization, self-actualization, and standing harmonious with that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us. And coming to a point and place where we are quite all right with being all right, we're quite all right with being divinely inspired, and to come to a place and space where we realize that there's sacrifices that have to be made. And the way that the system has functioned, the way that Western culture has functioned and other ones, have been to sacrifice people. And so it's through the dying of ones and ones that other ones will make commitments. It's through the bloodshed that ones seem to find strength. And I am really encouraging us to make commitments on behalf of all of the blood that has been shed upon this planet through war and avarice and carelessness and all of that which has taken place within the animal kingdom as well as within the human populace, to come to a point in place as we are having to say goodbye to so many ones that we have loved over the period, as we are seeing the evidence of the genocide, the heart disease, the strokes, the cancer, all these issues that have crystallized in our tissues as a result of us being under a world-conquering rampage where we were not aware that the food was being levied against us as tools of oppression. And we've come to realize that in this now moment that there is a root to the issues of this sickness, illness, and disease, but to know that it's a planned thing, to know that there are those who have the agenda to make sure that the majority of the people in the world are undermined and compromised in the intelligence of who they are, that we cannot afford to be complicit and complacent with our own oppression. And because we are in enough light to realize that it is absolute love that gives us leverage over any of the agendas that have been levied against us. But we have to have enough love for that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us to respect the reality that we are so divinely and absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart that we should be in a place where it really, truly matters to us to stand on behalf of light. To come to a point and place where we realize that it is the way of God, the way of life, the way of cleanliness and order and harmony that gives us leverage over the divisiveness, the violations, the entrapment, the enslavement, and all of the issues that have put people in a place where they
have less joy and happiness and peace and poise and power in their lives. And as we are consciously caring to be empowered, to know of a surety the blessedness of our being and not to be under the auspices of those who feel entitled to use food and chemicals and other things as a weapon against us, that we have the opportunity to realize that the intelligence of existence is greater than anything that man or mankind or humankind can possibly create. And as we are consciously caring to be victorious and triumphant in our living, to be in a place where we are healing, be in a place where we are whole, be in a place where we do not have to succumb to the machinations, manipulations of other ones to accomplish what they would have us do, which is not necessarily in our best interest, that seeking the light of salvation, to be in a place of grace and protection, to be healed and whole, getting off the medications, averting the surgeries and the removal of body parts because they've been so contaminated with so much toxicity, coming to a point and place where if we really truly care to have leverage over any degree of contagion, then we cannot allow ourselves to dwell in the fear that's being levied against us through manipulation in the media. To have us feeling as though this coronavirus is something that we really need to be dealing with when it's really bluff. When I'm telling you, this is the sickness, the illness, the disease, the despair. These people have allowed more people to die, to be killed from tobacco and alcohol than all of the wars that they have engaged in. We're talking millions and millions of people. You understand? And so I'm just saying all of our families have been impacted and affected by a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. Our right response is to do nothing to undermine ourselves and to do everything we possibly can to literally exalt a full effort in our living, to consciously be cleansed from the violation, to be in a place and space where we will no longer support the violation of other beings and feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their fetuses, and their progeny, and to think that those ones who have made so much money off of feeding the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and artificial colors, artificial flavors, alcohol, tobacco, white sugar, and all of this stuff. Now that the people that we are wise enough to see how it's been, say, forced upon us. You understand? See, most people resent things being forced upon you, but this is something that was forced upon us because it was just so readily available, and we were really miseducated to believe that this was food for us. So dealing with people who just absolutely lie, you know, lie to the degree to which they use their lies to manipulate and put you in a place and space where you have you've lived the lie and you've believed the lie for so long that hearing the truth, it rubs you the wrong way. And I'm saying that we got to get over it and come to a point and place. If we truly care to live, you truly care to be respected as intelligent people, then you cannot war against yourself, yourselves, or your children, because we were told to truly honor the lineages that we represent. Thou shalt honor thy mother and father. Love the Creator. Love your mother, father, Creator, God, with all your body, heart, mind, with all of your might. You understand? So that's loving life. That's loving the order of life. It's not the things that make life sustainable and maintainable. It's that which is the breath. There is more in the air than you would ever think was there. And so our coming into the realm of the magical, the mystical, the lawful, the truthful, the destiny, is how we really transform and transcend everything towards our greater good. To be in a place and space mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, where We are realizing first duty, obligation, and responsibility is to the laws and the order of existence itself. And that whatever other commitments we've made into the system of things is not that which will maintain, sustain us, or secure our success in life. So many people are oriented in the day based upon how what we do to generate an income. But when we are wise enough to really cultivate the wealth of ourselves, it becomes easier. So the issue for us is to really apply ourselves to the order that ensures our success, but to have an understanding and an understanding that the true success is in our being in the integrity of our own authenticity as these points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to walk the face of this earth in the realization of our conscious immortality, to be in a place and space where we've lived, we've loved, we've lifted, we've enhanced, we've rejoiced in the blessedness of being. We have transcended the ditches and valleys of degradation, dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death, and come into the place where we're fully enlivened with each and every breath, that we are very much aware of the oneness of existence directly and the blessedness in being, as we are all so absolutely blessed with each and every breath. So our now moment holds so much available to us, but we cannot feel entitled and delighted in undermining ourselves and then have a greater glory. We cannot participate and be complacent and complicit with the undermining and the oppression of ourselves and the rest of the planet, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creatures, and all of humanity, and think that we can survive it. The delusion that ones and ones have, Bill Gates and his partnering, is to really be in a place of realization that you cannot war against humanity and survive it. And even though the lineages that they represent have gone forward for quite a while, those lineages are not as old as the lineages of the foundation of humanity and our Aboriginal, our Indigenous, and our Native families of melanin-dominated ones. And so the younger ones are not here to undermine the oldest ones and think that they can get away with it, but we cannot be complicit and complacent with our oppression. And in knowing now, or coming to a point and place where we consciously care to know, that the purpose in existence is in self-actualizing, self-realizing, and harmonizing with the oneness of existence and the understanding and understanding of that which allows us to stand in the divinity of existence and the sacredness of life, and to come to a place and space where we are willing to do whatever it takes to be completely cleared from the violations of adulteration, that we are willing to do whatever it takes in facilitating our daily cleansing so that we are able to truly facilitate the true healing that needs to happen spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, as well as financially and materially. But physically and financially, basically, if you cannot invest in yourselves and yourself, then you will always have less of yourself, and there is no greater wealth than we can have. You understand the tricks and the traps here in sensuality, sexuality, materiality, egotism, and gluttony, and all of these things that whittle away at our own degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness, puts us in a position where we become slaves to the lust and the passions of the flesh and of the mind. But to come to that place and space where we are really able to appreciate everything for its more redemptive qualities in terms of its enhancement. See, the pleasures and the ecstasies, the bliss that we're able to experience as these points of this present is granted us, but granted that we care to be whole with ourselves and to seek the wholeness, to seek the mergers of of collaboration and marriage. You understand? So I'm just saying is that there are relationships that we have, but the real relationship is that we're all brothers and sisters first, regardless of what hue of people. And it's hard for many people to accept that, because under the lie of white supremacy, these ones feel as though they're superior to everybody else. But your superiority has not been proven when you leave a trail of bodies everywhere you go. Superiority cannot be in your being the most violent and most distorted and dysfunctional people upon the planet. And so our caring to really walk in the fullness of ourselves is what we must do. And so it's important for us to realize it's God's way or no way. And so for even those who don't believe in God per se, and for those who would say, oh, well, there is no God, there have always been gods, and the destiny of immortal people who've been successful is conscious immortality, and the creator of existence itself is definitely, it's infused its own intelligence. It's all there is. So yes, we can aspire towards greatness, and the greatness is in our right alignment with life itself. And life itself is so absolutely phenomenal that those of us who master ourselves, those of us who really can master our passions and lusts and this and that, so that there is nothing that we really have desire for greater than being content in being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and being rightly aligned to the degree to which we can do no harm to anything or anybody, to the degree to which we are loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, learning to pray without ceasing, to come to a point and place where it's not the gifts of the world that we should really be applying ourselves to. See, right now, in the midst of so much calamity, so much degradation and whatnot, there is still such an intense intention and desire towards finance or wealth and whatnot, but not necessarily the same degree of intensity and intention towards absolute light and wisdom and peace. You understand? So I'm just saying is that when we are dealing with the reality of genocide and each generation becoming degenerated, or the children being warred against, and all of the vaccinations, the autism, and just the explosion of all kinds of disease to just seek money and the things that we can have, is really not the greatest thing that we could do and ask for right now. Now, because the law works all the time, so that which we can see ourselves attaining, and that which we apply ourselves to, and that which we have a hunger and thirst for, and put out the frequency of energy and apply ourselves towards it, then yes, we can accomplish it. But why would we not want to accomplish the salvation of who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence? Why would we not care to reverse the issues of sickness, illness, and disease that are plaguing us? Why would we continue to support a system that has never had our best interests at heart as a humanity of people? You understand? So it's not that it was just about melanin-dominated people or black people. We understand what it was, but our Native American families, our Aboriginal families, you understand, to be under a world-conquering rampage and have the United Nations and all the organizations that have supposedly come into existence to be the boost of humanity, to come to understand that they have always been co-conspiring against humanity, is a problem when you are, and we each are, these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. So there's no disconnectedness. And so the wisdom in our having an understanding, particularly those of us who are in maturity, to know that duty, obligation, and responsibility would have us care to be the answers, have the answers and solutions to the issues that are facing us. The issues of our continuance in existence directly. So we can talk about business and organizations and management and money and all of that, but none of that is real proper solution without the restoration of the light of the people. None of it really gives rise to the true divinity and the true stature of who we are and the capacity and the potentiality that we have to truly unfold in this reality upon this planet. If we have no conscious care to have the light of ourselves rekindled and really cultivated and develop it so that we are given vivid expression to the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. But there is nothing that we could truly want more than that, that would give us the sufficiency or the fullness of that. That's why we were told to seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, our right alignment, to be in the peace and the poise of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us to the degree to which we are truly able to stand harmonious with life itself, that nothing can work against us now that we are wise enough to do nothing to undermine ourselves and to repent. To truly repent from the violations and to clear ourselves from those violations, because it runs deep within all of our lineages. The abuse, the misuse, and this is what comes as a result of the tainting of the blood. You understand? See, the spirit is charged upon the blood. The blood is some sacred. It's sacred, but life is sacred. And our orientation upon the planet is not been supported in knowing the divinity of existence itself and the divine design of our body temples, so that ones and ones feel as though it's all right for these ones to be carnivores and eat anything and everything as if there was no real intention or particular design for these bodies. By this intelligence of existence, that you could just eat any freaking thing. Really? You want to believe that you can eat anything, that you could eat all of this dead carcass, right? And have all of this rot, all this bacteria, all of this stench, that laxatives and deodorants and bacterial soaps and all of this have become multi-million-dollar business. You understand? And then you are afraid of something that's just now being perpetuated when we're being slapped in the face with all of this disease, right? But then you have not been concerned about any contagion from the amount of virus and bacteria that's already in all of your bodies as a result of feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and in the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and all of the things that have created the autoimmune issues and the acquired immune deficiency and just undermining the whole life force. So now our responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly is to truly no longer participate in our own oppression, and to realize that the food, or that which they call food, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the pizza, the alcohol, the tobacco, all of this stuff, you work on behalf of these companies. So the sacrifices that have to be made now is you're just consciously caring to be in your right mind and your right alignment. So the exercise that we've experienced since March, and so many businesses no longer being open, and all of the social distancing, and you know, being put in a position where you're working from home and doing all the conferencing and whatnot through Zoom and all of the online programming, it's all preparing for this consistent surveillance and all of that, where people are not meeting privately anymore. You know, not, we can't be together anymore. That's a bunch of crap. You understand? Because I'm just saying is that this thing is manipulated by those who are really laying foundation for your entrapment and put in a position where they're saying that you will not be able to do anything unless you take the vaccinations, unless you have a certificate of vaccination. Ideas like, you know, having to have a driver's license, having to have a social security card, having to have this, having to have that, having to have the other, in order to really have access to what you need. And so we're now coming to a point where it becomes so invasive to be forced to be vaccinated, forced to be chipped, forced, you understand, to take that which is toxic to your vital system, to your children, you understand. So I'm just saying is that you and we have to learn how to apply ourselves towards walking in the integrity of who we are, in the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It matters that we care to exalt a full effort in our living, but to realize that the governments of men and the agendas of a few men were never intended to be the authority of masses of people. That in our day, our being triumphant in loving the laws that govern us and being in the grace and the protection, because we are doing the clearing, the cleansing, we are keeping our eye upon that which beats our hearts, we are living consciously and conscientiously in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, loving it with our whole body, heart, mind, with all our might, dwelling in the gratitude and the thanksgiving for each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, this is our time to rise.
To be free, I am free.